The effects of climate change can be seen all around, from raging wildfires to catastrophic flooding. So far, the conversation has primarily been how to prevent it from getting worse.
Half of humanity is in the danger zone from floods, droughts, extreme storms, and wildfires. No nation is immune.
I think we're being naive. We're not looking at the worst case scenarios at all, really.
Researchers warn about what they call the four horsemen of the climate endgame: famine, extreme weather, conflict, and disease spread by insects. Scientists are urging world leaders to investigate possible outcomes ranging from a loss of 10% of the global population to eventual human extinction.
Clear, Mr. Kenny's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch a lot of cable news.
Now, hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science.
Well, it's a lovely fresh morning in August, and the old chemtrail in Lake Mad, right? I mean, look at this. This is unreal. So that chem in Lake Mad to keep the temperature in.
When I asked, well, just about Alice, you've been speaking for most of the night. When I asked Tanya Plibersek,
we'll fact check that one for you.
Yes.
When I asked Tanya Plibersek, was the deputy leader of the Labor Party and the potential deputy prime minister, was carbon dioxide the big issue in relation to climate change? And she said yes. I then said, well, that being the case, what percentage of the atmosphere is made up of carbon dioxide? And she said, I don't know. And I said, hang on, you don't know what percentage of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide, and yet you're prepared to stand the economy on its head to address a problem, the detail of which you don't know. So when I then explained that the percentage of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, Alice, is how much? Alice, how much of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere?
To answer
Alice?
The question, Scott Morrison has said he believes in climate change
Alice,
and that he wants to do something about
Alice,
it.
Alice, how much carbon dioxide is the problem? How much carbon dioxide is there in the atmosphere?
I'm not a scientist.
Too much.
I don't know. I'm a
Well, hang on. If you're going to argue the case, you ought to know. It's 0.04%. And of that 0.04%, human beings around the world create 3%. And of that 3%, Australia creates 1.3%. So for the 1.3% of 3% of 0.04%, we then decide to have a national economic suicide.
Alan, you're going? Alan, I'm happy for you to make that point.